The five joyful mysteries. The first mystery, the Annunciation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Maria Valtorta describes her vision of Mary at Nazareth. I see Mary, a very young girl. She looks 15 years old at the most. She is in a small rectangular room, a room most suitable for a girl, sitting on a low stool and spinning some linen, which is as white as snow and as soft as silk. Her little hands, just a little darker than linen, are whirling the spindle very quickly. Her beautiful young face is slightly bent forward, and she is smiling gently, as if she were caressing or following some sweet thought. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
There is a great silence in the little house, and there is also a great peace, both on Mary's face and in what surrounds her. Mary begins to sing in a low voice. I do not understand the words as they are spoken in Hebrew, but as now and again she repeats the word Jehovah, I realize that it is a sacred song, perhaps a psalm. Mary is probably remembering the songs of the temple, and it must be a happy memory. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary lays her hands on her lap while still holding the yarn and the spindle, and lifts her head. Her face is beautifully flushed, and her eyes are lost behind some sweet thought. And yet those eyes are smiling. They are smiling at a thought they can see, or by which Mary is separated from the earthly world. Flushed and crowned by the plaits she wears around her head, Mary's face seems like a beautiful flower. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The song changes into a prayer. Most High Lord God, do not delay any longer in sending your servant to bring peace to the world. Grant us the favourable time and the pure and prolific Virgin for the coming of your Christ. Father, Holy Father, grant me, your servant, to offer my life for this purpose. Grant me to die after seeing your light and your justice on the earth, and after knowing that our redemption has been accomplished. Come, come, O Spirit of the Lord. Come to the faithful who are expecting you. Come, Prince of Peace. Mary remains in an absorbed state. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The curtain moves fast, as if someone behind it has ventilated or shaken it to draw it open. And in a pearl-white light, mixed with pure silver, the archangel prostrates himself. The angel must necessarily take on a human appearance. It is a face, a body, eyes, a mouth, hair and hands like ours. But they are not our dull matter. It is a light that has taken the colour of flesh, of eyes, of hair, of lips. A light that moves and smiles, looks and speaks. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, hail! The voice is a sweet arpeggio, like pearls thrown on a precious metal plate. Mary is startled and lowers her head, and she is even more startled when she sees the shining creature kneeling about a metre away from her and looking at her with infinite veneration, his hands crossed over his chest. Mary jumps to her feet and squeezes against the wall. Her face shows surprise and fear. She presses her hands against her breasts, hiding them under her large sleeves. She stoops, endeavouring to conceal her body as much as possible. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The angel says, No, do not fear. The Lord is with you. You are blessed among all women. But Mary continues to be afraid. Where has that extraordinary being come from? Is he a messenger of God or of the deceiver? Do not fear, Mary, repeats the archangel. I am Gabriel, the angel of God. My Lord has sent me to you. Do not be afraid, because you have found grace in the eyes of God. You will conceive and bear a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and such he really will be. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his reign will have no end. Understand, O Holy Virgin loved by God, daughter blessed by him, and called to be the mother of his son. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary asks, How can this come about, since I do not know man? Does the Lord God no longer accept the offer of his maidservant, and not want me a virgin for his love? The archangel replies, You will be a mother, Mary, but not by the deed of man. You are the eternal virgin, the holy virgin of God. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will cover you with its shadow. So the child born of you will be called holy and Son of God. Our Lord God can do everything. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The angel continues, Elizabeth, the barren one, in her old age, has conceived a son. He will be the prophet of your son, and will prepare his ways. The Lord has removed her disgrace, and her memory will remain amongst all people, together with your name, because the name of her creature will be joined to the name of your holy Son. And until the end of centuries you will be called blessed. This is because of the grace of the Lord which has come to you both, and it has come particularly to you, by means of whom grace has come to all peoples. Elizabeth is in her sixth month. Her burden lifts her to joy, and will lift her even more when she hears of your joy. Nothing is impossible to the Lord, Mary, full of grace. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
What shall I tell my Lord? the angel asks. Let no thought whatsoever disturb you. He will protect your interests if you trust in him. The world, heaven, and the eternal Father are awaiting your word. Mary crosses her hand over her breast, and bowing down deeply, she says, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let what you have said be done to me. The angel shines with joy. He kneels in adoration, because he certainly sees the Spirit of God descend upon the Virgin, bent down in consent. And he disappears without moving the curtain, but leaving it well drawn over the holy mystery. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and bring all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.